Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us now live on the telephone is our... Oh, that doesn't sound good at all. We're going to get Jonathan Myron on the telephone. You're not there, are you, Jonathan? No.
I am here.
Oh, you are? Well, something else is going on weird.
I'm not sure what happened, but we're here. We're
all right. Very good. Sorry about that. Yeah, I don't know. The phone made a bunch of weird noises, and I thought I lost you. But this is great. Jonathan Myron of Archai is joining us. Grammy Award-winning band Archai. Jonathan, for someone who hasn't heard your music, why don't you explain it to the folks? It's quite interesting. So to hear it from your mouth would really serve us.
Yeah, well, I think it's unlike anything you would have ever heard before. Both Philip and I are classically trained. We played the violin and the cello. We went to Juilliard. But we also love so many different kinds of music. We love classic rock. We love cinematic music. We love electronic music. And so it's kind of this melting pot of all the things that we loved, all the things that we're inspired by. So I think, you know, to put it, you know, lightly, it's kind of epic music, epic cinematic music that takes you on a journey.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's quite expressive. It's dynamic. It's kind of amazing when the two of you make music together. Why did you decide on these two instruments? Is it something that you were raised upon and then decided to combine the sounds together?
Yeah, exactly. You know, both Philip and I have been playing music our entire lives, and we pretty much started out on the violin and the cello, respectively. Yeah. And we both went on our individual journeys, you know, through school, at Juilliard, and then we met, you know, after school, and we had a jam session, and when we jammed, we created music that we had never heard before. Huh. And we're like, well, this we should do this maybe.
When it comes to covering music, what makes you lean towards those bands?
Wow, there's so many considerations. A lot of the times, it is, you know, I think first of all, we have to love the song.
Yeah.
You know, we have to love the artist. There is a translation, you know, because Philip and I, you know, we play the violin and cello, so it's instrumental music. There are no lyrics.
Yeah.
And so the song has to kind of translate well to our instruments. Mm. And then a lot of the times it is like, okay, well, the audiences that we're performing for, do we think that they will connect with the song, or is the song having a moment right now in the cultural spotlight? And so when you come to our show, you know, it will be a mix of classic, you know, oldie songs, but also some of the newer hits as well.
Cool. And I love the way that you weave the melody into the song, no matter which one you're playing. And it becomes familiar, but then also exploratory at the same time.
Absolutely. I think you have to get the hook that everybody knows. but then we love to do our, you know, we love to do our own original thing with the songs. We never want it to feel like we're just covering a song because we're covering the song. We really want to make it our own.
Well, I love, like, in the middle of a song where it's moving along and you have to think, like, what song is this again? And then you come back to the head, or you come back to the chorus part, and then it's like, oh, yeah, it's that one.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the most satisfying moments, you know, when you come back, you're like, wow, how did we get back here? What a journey it's been.
Yeah, well, I guess that's part of the challenge and also part of your prowess to get lost and then come back, which is... It's surely amazing. And now, how long have you and Philip been playing together?
About 8 years now.
Wow. Yeah,
coming up on 8 years.
Do you get telepathic at times?
You know, we joke that we're kind of like an old married couple at this point, because we can kind of predict one another, you know, where we're going to go. It's kind of, we do have this deep musical connection. We're really good business partners.
Mm.
And yeah, I think just, it was very clear from the moment that we met one another, that we had this kind of dynamic musical connection, and the more that, you know, the more that we've worked together and grown to know one another, it's really just grown. And so I would say that, yeah, it's kind of, we're not like speaking like one another, but we can certainly predict, and we have a good sense of one another's intuitions.
We're talking with Jonathan Myron from Archive. Folks can visit archivemusic.com and find out a little bit more about the band. They're going to be at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock, and the show is happening Friday night at 8 o'clock, Maverick Friday Nights. So you can visit maverickconcerts.org and find out a little bit more and get tickets before they're gone. It's an amazing venue. It's outdoors and super cool and historic. And, well, I can only imagine the sound of your instruments in this little venue. It's going to be magnificent.
Yeah, we can't wait. This place has been on our bucket list for a long time. You know, we're kind of playing at this historic barn. Yeah. Almost, you know, it's like just in the middle of the woods, and it's gonna be quite the journey, quite the evening.
Back in the day when Woodstock started, the members of like the Metropolitan Opera orchestras would come up and vacation in Woodstock. They'd just lose their minds and party and burn things and have a great time in the country, and then go back and do their regular, very astute first class violin playing in an orchestra. But they'd come up and really have a wonderful time. So again, you'll be carrying the tradition of bringing these amazing instruments into Woodstock, into a cool historic venue, and lighting up the place with your style and grace.
Well, we can't wait. It's going to be it's an honor to be there, and we're kicking off 4th of July weekend, so we're going to have some fun.
Yeah. So what kind of explosive treats are you going to bring the people?
Well, you mentioned it, but we just won our first Grammy Award a few months ago, and so we'll be sharing a lot of the music from that Grammy Award-winning album. We'll also be playing quite a number of popular songs and doing our own covers of them. And so there should be something for everybody at the show.
So you'll be playing cuts off the Grammy Award-winning album Bright Side, which came out in 2005. And
that's right.
Well, we really look forward to it. It's going to be a great show. The 3rd of July, Maverick Concerts. Visit maverickconcerts.org. You can get tickets and further info about Archai. And what was the category that you won a Grammy for?
We won in the Best Contemporary Instrumental category.
Right on. And keep up the good work. We are so proud of you, and we can't wait to see you Friday night, 8 o'clock, archivemusic.com for more info on the band. And, well, check out WKZE.com and maverickconcerts.org for tickets and further info. Jonathan, all the best to you and Philip, and knock 'em dead wherever you go. And we look forward to the big show on Friday.
Thanks so much. Love talking to you.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Jonathan Myron from Archai, our guest, will be right back after these couple of important messages. So hold on tight. 98.1 KZE.